بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is your sister Naima B. Robert here, and thank you so much for joining me for this episode of A Sister's Ramadan. Now, as you know, this year I'm on a mission to encourage every single one of you to cherish and nurture your loved ones while you still can. The reality is, none of us is guaranteed tomorrow, so let's stop acting as if it is. The central question of this year's show is, how can we as Muslim women use Ramadan to improve our relationships? Our relationship with Allah, our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with our spouse, with our children, and the loved ones around us. In this episode, we will be looking at how we can nurture and improve our relationship with our parents. Our parents. For most of us, our parents have been a constant companion on our life's journey. From childhood all the way through growing pains up until adulthood, our parents have been by our side, sacrificing, teaching, nurturing, telling us off, guiding us on the way to go. Now, if we take a moment to remind ourselves of this huge blessing that we have received as a result of our parents, let's just take a moment to slow down and think about everything that is in our lives today, who we are, what we know, who we have become, that is a result of our parents' choices. Now, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose our parents to be our parents. He gifted us to our parents, and then He gave them the opportunity to raise us. But when was the last time you really sat down and look back at your life and everything that you've experienced and everything that you've gained, and realize that your parents were probably the source of that? Every sacrifice they made, every time they went without, every time they did the right thing rather than the easy thing, every hard lesson they had to teach us, every time that they didn't give up on us, every time that they loved us, that they told us that we were important, that they showed us through their actions that we mattered, every time that they guided us, really, gave us the benefit of their own experience, gave us the benefit of their knowledge, told us our family history. In so many ways, we are a result of choices that our parents made along the way. Now, in an ideal world, parents would raise their children would become functioning adults and would then be able to support their parents and be able to be there for their parents as their parents decline in energy, in resources, in time, etc. But the reality is, modern life doesn't work that way. For most of us, as we grow and once we become adults, we take on a whole new set of responsibilities. And a lot of the time, our parents are not on that list of responsibilities. We have studying, we have careers, we have our own relationships, we have our marriages, we have our children, we have a lifestyle, a life that we're creating ourselves. And that keeps us very busy. For many of us, I'm not looking at those of you who are living with your parents and are caring for them. That is a very different path from the one that I'm describing. But for many of us, leaving home leads to a separation between us and our parents, a necessary separation, but it translates into parallel lives, lives where we are focused on what we're doing and our parents are almost an afterthought. Now, I don't mind sharing with you that while I was planning this episode, in fact, planning this series, I was reading a book called The Ideal Muslimah. And The Ideal Muslimah takes the reader through all the Islamic guidance on every aspect of our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ourselves, with our parents, our spouses, our children, etc. So that was my source material. And while I was planning this particular episode, right in the middle of it, my father rang me. Now, my father was waiting for me to do something for him, and I hadn't done it yet because I was busy planning the episode. And my first instinct, astaghfirullah, was to just keep going and say, I'll call him back. So the phone rang and rang and rang. And then something shifted inside me because of the work that I was doing, because of the episode I was planning, thinking about the right of my father on me and the right of my parents on me. I answered his call. I answered his call. I asked, you know, he told me what he needed. I gave him what he needed. We ended the call and I went back to my work. But so many of us are so busy with life as we know it that our parents wanting us or needing us for something can actually feel like a burden of some kind. In fact, modern life really is geared towards individuals and individual families getting what they need. And the demands or the needs of parents, especially elderly parents, can seem a burden. But my question is this: at what stage did we start either taking our parents for granted or completely neglecting them? It's this relationship with our parents that I would like to talk about in this episode and inshallah offer you some thoughts on how you could use this Ramadan to actually improve your relationship with them. So, when it comes to our relationship with our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one or both of them attain old age in your life, say not a word of disrespect, nor reprimand them, but address them in terms of honor. Lower unto them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Lord, bestow on them your mercy as they did bring me up when I was young." Subhanallah. It's almost as if everything that we need to know about our relationship with our parents is encapsulated in those ayat. Because what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us when it comes to our parents? Well, the first is respect. Respect and kindness, especially as we grow and we become adults and we no longer need them. That is now the time to transition into lowering the wing of humility, showing them respect, listening to them, being there for them, being kind to them, treating them in a kind and gentle way. The other aspect that we are taught about is gratitude. Subhanallah, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, none of us would be where we are if our parents had not fought for, sacrificed, worked for, you know, gone without for our sake, in order for us to be able to stand here and be able to lower that wing of humility to them. So gratitude is something that we are encouraged to have in general, but gratitude to parents for really the debt that we owe that we will never be able to repay. And not being able to repay that debt, that is what should lead us to that third aspect, which is humility. Yes, we're adults. Yes, we're grown. Yes, we have responsibilities. We have families of our own. We have our own lives. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to not allow our new adult status or our new independent lives to make us proud and arrogant and elevate ourselves above our parents. We're encouraged to continue to be humble and treat them with respect. And I know it can be hard sometimes, but again, going back to that debt that we can never repay, there is an element of humility there because, as we've said, we are who we are because of what they went through, because of what they put into us. So those three aspects, I'd love for us to think more about them this Ramadan, to be more mindful, to put more attention on being the type of children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, no matter how old we are, and no matter how difficult our parents may be or how much they may need us. The other thing that I'd like to bring to your attention is again this aspect of amana. We've talked a lot about the people in our lives being entrusted to us. And this is the case whether they are in need of us or whether we are in need of them. And again, just like all the other relationships that we've looked at so far, Our parents have been entrusted to us too. They're part of our rizq, they're part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and we have responsibilities towards them because they have rights over us. So again, it's about being intentional with this amana. Are we taking care of the amana? Are we giving our parents their rights? Are we taking care of our responsibilities? Let's be honest with ourselves and see how we could lean into this more and how we could be more intentional when it comes to looking after our relationship with our parents. Because again, my dear sister, I want to remind you of what we've been saying this whole series. These relationships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these relationships. And in the blessing of those relationships, we've been given responsibilities and they've been given rights over us. And every time that we give them their rights, when we nurture the relationships, this is part of our ibadah if our intention is on point. So, how can we use Ramadan to gain more reward with regards to the relationship with our parents? I'm going to give you 6 strategies right now, because Ramadan is a perfect time to be able to honor and build that relationship with your parents if they are still around, inshallah. The first is involve them. A lot of us live very, very busy lives, ourselves and our children, and we tend to exclude family that's not always in the vicinity. Make time for your parents this Ramadan. Again, we know how busy we are with everything, but making time for them to call them, to get on FaceTime, to pop by and see them, to invite them round for iftar, etc. This will make them feel included, make them feel appreciated, make them feel seen. Serve your parents. There is so much reward to be gained from serving your parents, from being of use to them, of serving them, whether it's taking over some shopping, whether it's taking some food that you've cooked. Stay in touch. Use the phone and all the things that we have at our disposal just to let them know that you're thinking about them and that you care, and appreciate them. When they do things for you, thank them. Show your gratitude and appreciation. And importantly, encourage your children to appreciate their grandparents. Encourage them to spend time with them and to serve them and help them out too. And if your parents are no longer alive, may Allah have mercy on them. Do charity on their behalf this Ramadan. Talk about your parents to your children, even if they are no longer with us, and check in on your parents, friends and relatives to look after them and continue those ties, inshallah, as we know from the seerah. So now, sis, it's over to you. It's time to take a moment to sit and think how you can actually implement what we've spoken about today when it comes to your relationship with your parents. I know you remember the 4 steps, and they are renewing your intention, slowing it right down, not multitasking, but being mindful, taking yourself to account, checking in with yourself to see if you are fulfilling your parents' rights, and pressing reset, pressing that reset button, giving yourself permission to try again tomorrow if it doesn't work out today. Jazakallahu khairan for joining me for this episode. If you benefited from anything that I shared, then alhamdulillah, be sure to share the khair, leave your comments, let us know what stood out for you, and make sure that you tag us on social media, Iman Channel or Naima B. Robert. Subhanak Allahumma Rabbana bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. See you in the next episode when we're going to be discussing your relationship with your community.